Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, 7:33, Bill and Jessica Show TV is on our Power TikTok. Follow us, watch us live here in the studio, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 at Power 101.7 FM. Jess, question of the day, you got a new email.
Yeah, it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice, and I'm hoping that you two can help me out. Here's what's going on. I'm a 35-year-old bisexual man who's in the process of a divorce. I married my husband in 2015, and after dating for 3 years, I told him when we began dating that I was bisexual. He was hesitant at first because he said that he was gay. However, we became exclusive 6 months later, and he seemed to be okay with it. I never cheated on him. I don't have that wandering eye. I have removed myself from temptation just to show him that, you know, my love and my loyalty. Unfortunately, he didn't show the same loyalty. For my Christmas gift, I received divorce papers and a confession that he reconnected with his ex while I was battling double pneumonia in the hospital.
What?
That was 3 years ago. What's insane about it is that his ex is a woman. The same thing that he was hesitant about with me. He did it to me.
What?
Now, I'm not bitter.
Wow.
I'm just astonished.
Wow.
Why isn't it okay for me to be openly bisexual, but he can lie about his sexuality? What did I do to deserve this?
Well, first off, I mean, you don't even need to know the answers to those questions. Your relationship's over.
Yep.
You know, like I hate to put it to you like that. You didn't deserve.
Don't dwell on it anymore.
You didn't deserve to be cheated on, or you didn't deserve for him to leave you because you were faithful and, you know, you guys had a relationship. But now it's done.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need the answers to this.
Don't spend another second on it.
Yeah. So you got with him. You told him that you like women also. He was hesitant, but that he lied. So, He acted like, you know, there was something up with that. And then he got back with an ex who's a female.
Yeah.
He cheated. Like, you were in the hospital, you know? So he did you wrong. Learn from it and, you know, move on. So that's it.
Yeah.
Go get back with your ex.
Yeah. Do whatever you have to do. Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
To not dwell on this situation any longer. Don't spend another second on it.
Why isn't it okay for me to be openly bisexual, but he can lie? It's not okay. It's not okay for him to lie. It is okay for you to be open.
And now you're free.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, hate to say it like that. I know you want answers, but you
might not get answers.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? 302-858-5117. You want to comment? You ever been through anything like this? Do you have advice? For, you know, this guy, he hooked up, he got together with, you know, another man.
And he says that he's
look,
not
I like men
I'm
and
just
women.
Astonished, but he's still hurt.
Yeah.
And saying, like, what did I do to deserve this? And he's really struggling with it.
Time will heal, move on, and live your life.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to comment, 302-858-5117. Let us know what you guys think. There's Party Next Door. Good morning.